Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
Tomorrow is Grateful Friday, and I've got a grateful one already that I'm going to just throw in today. Twice this week, 2 days in a row, I had impromptu quality time with our kids. One day with Taylor, the very next day with Phoebes. Mm-hmm. And that it was not planned, hence the word impromptu. But it was awesome, both of them. It was awesome. So I guess it was, today's Thursday. So it was Tuesday afternoon. Taylor needed to talk to me. And as soon as I got home, she was home and needed to talk to me. So I'm like, okay, give me a second to take off my shoes, Taylor. I'm going to come sit in the family room and talk to you. So we had a little convo, little mom-daughter thing that we needed to talk about. And I realized she's here now. You know, Phoebe was gone, not at the house. I thought, this is a good time for us to just impromptu do something together. And I really wanted to take a nap, but I said, you know what, Taylor, let's go do something. You want to go thrifting? And she was like, yeah. So she hops in the car and we just impromptu decided to go do that. And it was sweet because, and I've always said this, you can plan your face off, but the moments in life, especially with families, are the ones you don't plan for. Mm-hmm. They end up being fabulous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Taylor and I went thrifting. We found nothing, you know, but it was just the shopping that we went into a store and they were playing our station. And so there was some, you know, some Murphy, Sam and Jody happening in the store. And I said, and I looked at her, I said, I'm sorry. And she goes, oh, no, it's fine. I'm used to it. She said, you know, the bus that I take, she takes a bus on campus to one of her classes. She says, they listen to you all the time. So I listen to you in the morning sometimes. And I was like, what?
Oh, I didn't know they listened on the campus system.
Me either.
Oh, that's cool.
And I said, I'm sorry. She goes, no, it's funny. I don't tell people it's my mom and dad, but it's funny. I was like, yeah, don't claim us. But that was really fun. It was the day that she had lost her voice. She never loses her voice, and she had like laryngitis or whatever. Wow. And it was so cute.
Been going around.
So on the way home, she had mentioned something about needing some tea. So I drove through a place. She goes, what are we doing? I said, we're going to get you some hot tea. And she was like, oh, I just had a sweet time with her. Mm-hmm. And it was needed for both of us. And it wasn't planned. And then, so whatever. The next day, yesterday comes along. I get home. Phoebe was home. Taylor was not. Phoebe's on spring break this week. And her friends were busy. And she didn't have any plans. And I could see that I just had a gut feeling that, you know what? She needs a little one-on-one time with me. I could go take a nap. And she could stay watching TV, whatever she was doing. But, like, let's do something with this given time.
Yeah.
She's almost never home. And so it's like
she's at that age where she's getting, you know, Taylor's already out of the house and Phoebe is just an active senior in high school.
So I said, do you want to go have lunch with me? And she was like, yeah, she got ready. And I was like, okay. And we get in the car and we're backing out. I'm like, where do you want to eat? What are you hungry for? She goes, I'm not hungry. I already had a sandwich, but I want to go with you.
Hmm.
So I was like, okay, cool. So we had lunch. She just picked it a few. She got like a side item and we had the best day together yesterday. And we surprised my mom. So we went to visit Nana too. And we did some shopping and ended up antiquing because mm-hmm. Phoebe is that person. She's an old soul. Y'all, she's so funny. The things that she likes and gravitates toward and these old dishes, the old heavy colored glassware, like the crazy orange color glasses.
She doesn't buy a set. She buys like one or two pieces.
Well, she will going forward when she moves out and is living. I think she'll buy a set of dishes somewhere. And I even told her, I was like, we can go thrifting for your dishes. She was like, yeah, or antiquing. But it's just fun to shop with her because it's just hilarious. It's like, oh, this is so funny. What is this? What do you think that was for? You know those old hands? Like, it's a ceramic woman's hand.
Yeah.
That holds jewelry?
Wait. She even said, what is this for? High fives for lonely people? And I was like, Phoebe, that holds your jewelry. She's just funny. She's just always throwing out lies.
Although I like the high fives for only people explanation better.
I said, please don't high five that or we'll end up buying it because you'll break it. It was just funny. I just had this, we had all these funny little things happen that we'll never forget.
Yeah.
On the way there in the car, there was a car in front of us that lost some of the tread on the tires. And it was a scary moment because it flew off the tire and it looked like a snake. And I'm just talking to her. We're listening to music. And all of a sudden I run over this thing and I screamed out. And she thinks that's hysterical, the way I, when I react and scream at things.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it's always so funny when you scream at things, Mom. And we had just...
Tell her to try driving when you do that. That's not as much fun.
I know.
I don't mean just you. I just mean anybody in the passenger seat screaming. Not a good one.
It's not good, but I was driving this time. Yeah. We just, it was just so, you have to take advantage of those moments as a parent. If you sense your kid could use your attention, do it.
Even
if it's for an hour.
And they're never too old for that. You know, the last time
and
that enjoyed that. That back-to-back experience was when you had gone out of town, Jody, at the end of last year. You were gone for 2 nights, and it just so happened the first night Taylor was visiting.
Oh, right.
And she really needed to talk. And so we got into a great conversation, and it was wonderful. And quite coincidentally, the next night, same kind of thing that Jody was describing, Taylor's not there, Phoebe is, and we hang out, and it was really mostly about music, you know, because Phoebe plays guitar, is so into it. Looping is her latest thing now.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know, she's doing the Ed Sheeran thing.
Does she have the equipment?
I mean, she's got a little looper. She bought a used looper, and she plays that with her guitar. But so we were just, you know, basically just hanging out talking about music that night. And yes, you're right. Those were two, you know, completely impromptu moments. But, you know... Even when they were little and you're busy and there's a lot going on, stopping to listen and make that time when they're young is critical. I think it's equally as important when they're older, too.
They're not going to remember what you gave them or bought them for a certain Christmas or birthday, but they'll remember those times, those little times that you spend together.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is this, it's not serious. I kind of felt like Phoebe might need to talk about a thing or two going on in her life because she's graduating high school and she's, you know, it's going to be a pivotal time and she knows that.
Right.
But I didn't force anything. It was all light conversation. It was funny, shopping. We had coffee with Nana. You know, there was nothing forced about it. We didn't have a serious conversation. Taylor and I did.
Mm-hmm.
That was the kickoff to our day. But, you know, it was just so fun. I was so... grateful for it.
Yeah.
That's why it's my grateful this week.
Yeah. And you know, you say, because I was thinking about this for Grateful Friday also, when it comes to our time with the girls, and I guess I was looking at, since I have my dad's old films and all those things coming back in where I'm able to look at the history in our family, I feel really grateful because I know not all families are in an environment where they get to enjoy or experience that sort of time.
Sure.
Not only are you giving a gift to your kids, the whole thing is a gift when it is a wonderful, beautiful experience, the time spent with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because not every family, family has that.
Oh, yeah. It's not always that way. We're painting quite a picture here. We have
But what I'm saying is there are some families that don't have that ever all because they've been divided for whatever reasons or, you know, kids are not as close to their parents for any number of different reasons. And I just don't take that for granted because I don't think that it's guaranteed that we're all going to have things. You just do the best that you can as a parent through everything that you do. Right, exactly. And you know, hopefully it all works, you know, works out that way. But yeah, I think that's a gift. And the other thing is our Thursday night routine now, you know.
Oh, they're ready for
having dinner together as a family of four again is a gift. And we're actually making time. That credit to Jody on that for turning that one into a new tradition that's now what we do every Thursday
night. Well, understand, I don't want to cook on Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
So where are we going tonight?
Ulterior motive.
It just happened that both of them were, for now, free on Thursday nights. It won't be that way for long either. That will change too. But I sent a text to you and Taylor and Phoebe this morning. Hey, family, tonight is our dinner out, and just a reminder. And Phoebe sent back, nice, and Taylor sent back, righteous. So I don't know. It's probably your turn to pick. We kind of go around the table about who gets
to
pick.
Me as in Murphy turn
to
pick?
Yeah, you get to pick tonight.
Okay.
For whatever you're in the mood for. And maybe we could swing by Mr. Sam's and pick up Mr. Sam.
Sam, I don't know if this happens to you, though, but whenever it becomes my turn to pick, the first thing I throw out usually becomes the... Yeah. So you don't really want to go do that.
Exactly. Like, anywhere you want to go, Dad. Okay, I want to go here.
Nah, I know, right.
It was a grateful thing. It's grateful, though.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.